I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time, and I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it. And the next step in all of this was sort of letting people know. I'm still nervous, but yeah, it's been a journey for sure.
Through the nerves, I can see the joy. I can see the relief.
I mean, I'm emotional, but I'm emotional in like such a good, happy, positive way.
How do you not save that for the rose ceremony? In the most shocking rose ceremony yet.
Ever.
Bachelor Colton.
Yeah, it's interesting. That's former Bachelor star Colton Underwood. He was the Bachelor, so not the season that just ended, with a lot of controversy around it, but the prior season of The Bachelor.
The football player. Is he the football player?
Well, the last guy was a football player. Yeah, he did play. I think he played some university football. Colton did.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I know the last guy, Matt. I know way too much about this, folks.
Can I do the non-Bachelor watching dumb questions? Like, so the virgin? Was he the virgin? Was he the football player? Which one was he?
Was he the virgin? Now I'm trying to think.
Was he saving himself for marriage? Wasn't he that guy?
Now you're peppering me with questions I was not prepared for. Okay,
oh, I apologize.
Thanks for that. Thanks.
Oh, you just said you love The Bachelor. I figured you
I do love
stuff.
The Bachelor. I watched his entire season. I'm not going to lie to you.
It just goes to show you the impact this show has when after a season, you completely wipe the slate clean and you move to the next one.
Well, and that's the thing. It kind of all blurs together, The Bachelor,
it's
right?
Like The Voice. Who won last year?
Mm. Oh, can I just say something while you brought that up?
Sure.
I watched both The Voice and American Idol the other night, probably for the first time in a very long time. And I don't know how to break this to you or to the world, but those shows need to stop.
Really? How come?
Oh, my God. Well, because if it's a singing contest, then no one can sing.
There's one of the best seasons ever of The Voice. This talent is amazing.
Also, I'm watching the other night, and... Oh, yeah, he was the Virgin Bachelor. There we go. We got confirmed.
So.
I was right. There we go. We're right on the same page.
Confirmed.
I'm watching The Voice the other night, and first of all, I'm looking and I'm thinking to myself, the first two people I saw could not sing, and what is that thing they do? The battles? They battle each other in some capacity?
Yes, you're in the battles. Yeah. This was the final week of the battles. We move on next week to the four-way knockouts, where Kelly Clarkson is back from her illness, and we have to give a big shout-out and props to Kelsey Ballerini
for
filling in.
Four-way knockout. Can you knock all four of them out? Because then the next two people who come up on The Voice, one guy is like, he looked like he was 58 years old. I'm like, since when does this was not a show for kids? Like the guy who's got like a pork pie hat on, and then Blake's like, oh, I remember you when you were in my band. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I looked the guy up online, and he's my age. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why
That's
are you
okay.
getting... You're not supposed to allow adults onto this show,
sure
like
are.
Old people.
Yeah.
What's the age? Is there an age cutoff
There's
on that?
Not. There's been 50-year-olds on The Voice. There's been 15-year-olds on The Voice. That's the whole thing about the show. Everybody's welcome. It's all-encompassing.
Do they have to sing? Is that a criteria anymore? Because I'm not sure it is. I'm pretty sure I can make The Voice.
Did you watch the latest episode and you didn't enjoy it? And that's
nothing,
okay.
Nothing. Flipped it over to American Idol. I'm not sure how any of those people survived other than the lady from Estero, Florida, the young girl. She's very good. 15-year-old.
I can't watch American Idol anymore because they don't have any music behind them when they sing.
She did. Well, yeah, no, there's a band now. There's a band now because they're into the top 12.
Initially.
And she did Black Hole Sun, and she was phenomenal.
Okay, cool.
So I recommend that.
You had me at Soundgarden.
But now back to the issue of reality TV. So he comes out this morning, Colton Underwood, and you just heard the clip there with Robin Roberts. He comes out on Good Morning America as being gay. Now, if you're not familiar with The Bachelor is when there's one individual man and a number of women vying for The Bachelor's affections, ultimately down the road to get married. And there's usually a proposal, and the wedding doesn't last very long, and the tabloids have a field day, yada, 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 yada. Now, there's a lot of conversation around this for a number of reasons. One, he said in his interview today, listen, it wasn't one of those things that I went into The Bachelor knowing I was gay. I had some feelings, I had some senses, I kind of went into The Bachelor to confirm that I was heterosexual. And it turns out I went through the whole process and only got closer to my true self. Which is totally fair. So my initial reaction to it before I had heard that clip, Jay, was, wow, I wasted all my time. You wasted all the women's time. But that may not have been the case.
Talk about the biggest litmus test ever of your heterosexuality. I'm going to go on a TV show with 40 smoke shows. Sleep with about a half dozen of them. Get engaged to one at the end. See how I'm feeling. See if that's doing anything for me. If not, it's probably time.
Well, I'm sure there's other ways to test it. I don't know how, but I'm sure there's other ways to figure it out that rather than doing it on national TV.
This might be the best piece of news to happen to the Bachelor franchise in light of what they've been dealing with as of late. This is what we call in television a golden ticket opportunity.
Now, when you say as of late, obviously they had issues of race. They had issues of the woman who ended up being the one that was chosen, which still seems weird to me, having issues. You know, she was at a plantation party. Just the Bachelor.
Still hearing those words, it was still just, weird together.
Yeah, the whole thing was a train wreck. Chris Harrison had to leave the whole bit. And now you've got a situation where you've got somebody who was once the Bachelor, who now clearly is more comfortable in his own skin. You know, he's figured a lot of things out, had a bit of a soul-searching journey. You're saying it's the best. Why?
Because the gay Bachelor is coming. And you will not lose a single piece of your female demographic. If anything, you'll probably have a bigger audience. Because it'll be the first gay Bachelor ever.
And you lean into this.
100%. I would be surprised if he's not already signed. Him.
Now, that's,
Colton.
That's interesting.
Will Colton find love? You'll remember what happened. Like, the promos are already there. They're already cut. Get me into a boardroom. Let me give the pitch. This is greenlit. This is good to go.
Because I'm thinking to myself while I'm watching this on Good Morning America, it's the same network, right? ABC runs The Bachelor. Yeah. You've got a sensitive sit-down with Robin Roberts, who's one of their key anchors on Good Morning America. But then I go the other way, and I think to myself, Disney. Like, Disney runs everything, right?
ABC, this is the Disney. Ears. Yeah,
this is true. The Mickey Mouse Corporation. Are they going to be able to? Because I don't have any problem with it. Like, it doesn't matter to me if there's a gay Bachelor. Okay, great, cool. You know.
You already watched a gay Bachelor, so there you go.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I had no idea.
It was a bonus.
Sitting the whole time. Like, okay. But I mean, I watched that show for the drama. I'm going to guess there'll be still some drama on the gay Bachelor. So if I'm in, I'm in. I don't really care. I just wonder if the corporation that is Disney, with all of the family values they espouse, that some executive isn't going to put their hand up in the office with, you know, giant Mickey Mouse ears on and say, and kind of give you the, what about me? I don't think this is a good idea for the company.
Yeah, you know what? It'll boil down to, you know, the cash registers, how loud they're ringing, what the possibility and the opportunities are. Like, The Bachelor's a massive franchise, right?
It's huge.
It has really, you know, stood... You know, it's the juggernaut. It's like Survivor. It's like The Voice. It's like, I would say American Idol, but American Idol left and then came back. It's like Big Brother. It's, you know, top five. So to be able to have, you know, because you initially had the guy Bachelor, then you had the Bachelorette. To now have the gay Bachelor, it's endless.
Yeah, I think that they're, and you know, you can go the other way as well. You could have a lesbian bachelor if you wanted to do that. I think that there's an opportunity here to reinvent the franchise. And
you could
have
the Bachelorette.
Oh, see that? I don't know.
One knows what's going to happen. The Bachelor.
Isn't that sort of like the when they do it on the island?
Temptation Island. Is that what it is? I've never watched this as well.
I thought this was supposed to be a show where a man finds a... No, okay, everybody's getting in that pool. Interesting. They seem to be way more clothed when they got in. Oh, okay, fair enough. We're going to come back. I think that's interesting, though. When you talk about Colton, when you talk about this
franchise
itself.
Heard it here first. It's coming, I'm telling you right now.
Like where you're going with it.